Right, it is all yours, Jim.
All right, thank you. Thank you for committee members for joining us today. Just as a note, Dr. Bank had a family situation come up, so she is not able to attend our meeting today. So I will just be running the meeting right now. So I am Jim Garfield, Bureau Manager of the Controlled Substance Advisory Committee. I'd like to call this meeting of the Controlled Substance Advisory Committee to order. It is now 1:05 p.m. on September 1st, 2026. This meeting is being held electronically with an anchor location in rooms 474 of the Heber M. Wells Building in Salt Lake City, Utah. Notice of this meeting was provided as required under Utah's open meeting laws. In compliance with Utah's open meeting laws, this meeting is being recorded in its entirety. The recording will be posted to the Utah Public Notice website no later than 3 business days following the meeting. Any artificial intelligence transcriptions created during this meeting are not part of the official record of the meeting and will not be recognized as an accurate representation of the meeting. Only the official record of this meeting will be posted to the Utah Public Notice website. In compliance with Utah's open meeting laws, written minutes will also be prepared for this meeting. Approved minutes will be posted to the Utah Public Notice website no later than 3 business days after approval. The following committee members are in attendance. We have Stacy Bank here. Dr. Benjamin Murray. Jennifer McNair.
Here.
Oh, I see you, Jennifer. Thank you. Dr. Stephen Arnold.
Here.
Dr. Erica Biden. And Tyler Cotter.
Here.
Dr. Catherine Carlson.
Here.
Julie Bulk.
I'm here.
Joyce Julie. Kate Miyagi. Here.
I'm here.
Amberly Johnson. Mary Giles. Dr. Craig Davis. Mark Mathis. And I do believe I saw Megan.
Here.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Martin. All right, the following committee members are absent. We have Stacy Bank, Dr. Benjamin Murray, Dr. Erica Biden, Amberly Johnson, Mary Giles, Dr. Craig Davis, Mark Mathis. Okay. The following individuals representing DOPL and the Department of Commerce are in attendance. I am here, Jim Garfield, Bureau Manager. Tina Marshall, Board Administrator.
Here.
Maddie Holt, Pharmacy Program Specialist, not with us. And Jeff Henry with the CSD is not here as well. We do have Lauren Harvey, our DOPL legal analyst, with us as well. We welcome any visitors and interested persons at this time. Please be sure to sign the attendance report, enter your name in the chat box, and identify yourself before speaking. As a courtesy to everyone participating in this meeting, at this time we ask for all cell phones, pagers, and other electronic devices to be turned off or changed to silent mode. As a reminder, please set your microphones to mute unless speaking. Board motions and votes will be recorded in the minutes. Let us now proceed with the agenda. Okay, the first item of business is we have the oath of office for our newest member of the committee, Tyler Cotter. And then you just need to read that. That's it.
You can read it out loud. Man, put my glasses on. Okay. Man, I gotta walk closer. This is.
Tina, can you blow it up a little?
No, yep. You're good. Eyes are not. Okay. So, Tyler Cotter, having been appointed a member of the Controlled Substance Advisory Committee, do solemnly swear that I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Utah, and that I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity.
All right. Thank you, Tyler. All right, so moving on with our agenda, we just have our one discussion item today, and that is the legislative letter. Hope everyone had an opportunity to review this from Dr. Bank. So just just a brief kind of synopsis of what we're doing. Any feedback or any changes that we might want for this, if you can send those to Dr. Bank, if you have any changes or anything that you want to have add to this. If we then have a motion to approve this letter as discussed, we do not have to have another meeting to approve the letter. But if we don't have that motion, we will have to meet again to approve the letter. So is there any feedback or any comments with the legislative letter that Dr. Bank put together with the committee? Jennifer, go ahead.
I just have one, and I promise it won't take long at all. It's related to the section on kratom or cat's claw. I don't know if this is helpful or if she might want to consider adding this. On August 26th of this year, the DEA did temporarily schedule the pseudoindoxal compound, which is already scheduled in Utah, but also the MGM-15 and the MGM-16. So I didn't know if it would be helpful in the letter to reference that the federal government temporarily controlled those three compounds or not. I don't think it's critical, but I just wanted to add that comment. That's all I have. Thank you. I think the letter sounds excellent.
I think that would be good to add as well. Jennifer, do you mind sending maybe some draft language to add to Dr. Bank for that? And then the committee can consider making the motion to approve this letter as discussed during this meeting. Any other committee members have any comments?
I agree with adding your information, Jennifer. Thank you for that. Did you get any responses to when you sent out the letter that didn't go to the group? I am just curious. I don't know why it matters, but I'm thinking of the people that aren't here. Did they perhaps send in any comments like this looks great, or could you consider this, that, or the other thing?
I didn't see anything directly. Dr. Bank privately maybe had received some feedback, but she did not mention anything to me in that regard.
I also think the letter with Jennifer's addition is great.
I think at our last meeting, we had some great dialogue and communication, and the discussion was good. And I think this accurately represents what we talked about. I can support it. I think it's great.
I agree as well. So would you like a motion that we accept the letter as presented with the additional information under advisement with the temporary restraining or temporary, what is the right word, government addition of scheduling?
Yeah, so we can entertain a motion. So it's really to approve the letter as discussed, and then we can make those changes kind of on the back end, and then we can get the letter all tidied up and sent out. So is that the motion?
That is my motion. Thank you, Jim.
And I second that.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Are there any opposed? Okay, so that motion passes. All right, thank you so much. So our next scheduled meeting, we won't see each other until April 13th, 2027. It is now 1:14 p.m. and this meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.